Mr. Sebi, it's good to see you again. Erev Purim. It's been a very cold winter, no? Very, very cold winter. Very long winter. I mean, it's not even a Shana Mu'beres. But it's been very long and very cold. The Sfarim talk about a reality that's called Gehenim Shel Shelag. Now, Gehenim Shel Eish, we heard about, we don't know what that means, but the imagery of Eish we're familiar with, but a Gehenim Shel Shelag is something which is new. A Gehenim Shel Shelag. And there's no question that the Gehenim Shel Shelag is, as we see in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, is related to the Kayach of Amalek. Because regarding Amalek, it says in Torah, Asher Karcha Bader, Chazal, already darshaned on the word Ashakarcha, that it means more than just chancing upon us or attacking us. It means a lashon of kriyus. Chazal bring the marshal, Rashi brings down the chumash. Ashakarcha means that there's a mitzvah in a person's life, and in the life of the entire nation, when we're derech b'tzeis chamim mitzayim, we're on our way to something big. We're on our way to accomplishing something great. And there's nasha karcha. Get frozen. Something happens along the way. There's a karcha of kriyus, which is one of the karchas of a malik to bring a person into a gehenim shel shelag. You have marriages, they begin with such fire, with such ahava and so on. And then something happens. You see that couple a few years later and it's mamish cold. I saw a picture of someone showing me last week of Niagara Falls. It's been like sub-zero. It's no longer Niagara Falls, it's Niagara fell. It's not falling anymore. It's mamish stuck. Niagara fell. It's done. It's stuck. We expect him as a Shem should be soon Pesach in it. It'll be warm and everything will continue. But it's much easier for Niagara Falls to continue along its way than many, many people who get stuck. Baderach. Ashakarcha Baderach. Obviously, Vahayom Elim, this Karim V'Nasim, which the Gemara tells us, means that Kaidim is a Pasha Zocha. Why is the Bilein Pasha Zocha before Purim? Hayom Elim, this Karim is Pasha Zocha, V'Nasim is Purim. Purim is the antidote to the kriyus, to the coldness of Ashakarcha. To the Gehenim Shel Shelag, it's a way to melt. It's a way to melt that Gehenim Shel Shelag. You have parents, children. When the child was born, his mom is the most unbelievable thing. Everybody was so excited and so happy. And then, over the years, something froze. Ashakar Chabadar, something froze along the way. Of course, the most intense effect that is experienced when it comes to this freezing over is in our relationship with the Borei Olam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In the relationship with Hashem is Baruch, people think that, and I talk about this all the time during these last few weeks, that Mishnechnes Adar, Marav Besimcha, that all of a sudden Adar comes, and when the month of Adar comes, then all of a sudden there's Marav Besimcha, then everybody's happy. Everybody has their inyanim in life that they're worried about. And Mishnechnes Adar, just because it came to a certain date on the calendar, doesn't mean all of a sudden, like Lahavdil, 12 o'clock midnight, and when they're standing out there in the cold, it's 12 o'clock midnight. And I remember when I was a kid, and my sister and I wanted very much to stay up to watch the ball drop at midnight. We were little, and my father couldn't be masig. Like, why a Jew would want to see such a thing? He couldn't be masig. He said, to see thousands of freezing goyim.
Just so you, that's what he said.
Just you didn't. Also, I guess probably the ones who are making the money on the whole thing. Because who to such a thing? When it comes to, then it hits a certain time, and then everybody's excited for another meaningless year up ahead. So it doesn't mean that. So Sfas Emes Medayik doesn't say Mishihigia Adar, Mishaba Adar, it says Mishinichnas Adar. And the Sfas Emes says Mishinichnas Adar means that it only changes you. You only experience simcha when Adar enters into you. Mishenichnas Adar, Mar b'simcha. It's not just a date on the calendar. Mishanichnes Adar. Mar b'simcha. But to understand, what's the Ikka Kriyus that Amalek causes in terms of our Avodas Hashem, the coldness in our Avodas Hashem? And to try to understand the context of what happened to Maisa by Purim. Everybody knows that the Koach of Haman, this Koach of Amalek, was so strong that even the Gabi Haman himself, he had everything in the world that a person could ever want. He was the richest. He was the most powerful next to the king. He had a big family. He was matzliach with everything. It was what should have been the greatest time of his life, but kol zeh, what? Einenu shaveli. He couldn't feel that because there was that inyan in his life. His inyan was that Mordechai is not kareya mishtacher. That was his inyan. Everybody has their inyan. That was his inyan. But the result of that inyan in life that was bothering him was a feeling of kol zeh einenu shaveli, that my whole life is worthless. He was able to bring upon us as a people, it's an amazing thing, he was able to bring upon us a sense of kol zeh einenu shaveli as a nation, as a people. And how is he able to accomplish that? What's the koyach? Because it's with us right now. Each and every one of us struggles with this, and as a people, we're struggling with it terribly. So Haman said, Yeshna amech, mefuzum afer ben ha'amen. Yeshnoi am echa. There is this nation. Yeshnoi am echa, which is etzem echad. What's mefuzum mefar ben ha'amim? That's dispersed among the nations. Chazal say on the word Yeshno a few things. One of the drushes that Chazal say on the word Yeshno is that Elokeihem Yoshenu. They have a God. Obviously, a fashlufen a God. He's asleep. He's sleeping. Sounds like a ridiculous thing. It's not ridiculous. He's very, very smart. Haman, like many of his predecessors and his ancestors, was an expert in Jewish affairs. He understood our weak point. He understood our weak point. The Alta Zayde Amalek, the Koach of Amalek, when we were leaving Mitzrayim, it says in Parashat V'Shalach, we're going to lay on Purim, was they began to wonder, Ma Mashiach T'Kriyas Yamsuf, Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu, what? Himayim. Haman never tinies that there's no God. Haman's not an atheist. He doesn't sell atheism. Amalek doesn't sell atheism. Because right after it says those words, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin, what are the next two words in Chumash? Vayav Amalek. Right? Chazal noticed that. Right after it says Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin, is Vayav Amalek. So everybody knows, it's brought down in the Svarim, that Amalek is the Gematria Sofek. And the Koach of Sofik, that tears out your kishkas, that when you ask somebody, how come you can do everything? When it comes to learning about Gemara, when it comes to learning a sugi in Gemara, a person can mamish, enjoy it, and be involved in the sugi because it's so exciting and so interesting. But you know, it's much harder to daven than to learn. It's much harder to daven. Chazal said in the Pasuk, Ve'ashem ki snu alei, Rachel Imenu is Torah, and Lo Imenu is davening. Rachel Yemeinu, everybody wants Rachel Yemeinu. Rachel is beautiful, it's Yifas Toiv, Yifas Meir, everybody wants to learn. Learning is gewalt. Learning is exciting, it's interesting. If you're an intelligent person, I don't know how an intelligent person can't you go meshuga from learning, it's so wonderful. When it comes to learning, everybody wants Rachel. But Le Yemeinu is Mayar Hashem Kisnu Aleya. Chazal learned it's talking about Torah Shebal Peh, about Tefillah. Tefillah, the Gemara says, Dvam Ha'im Demu Shalom, Rashi says, Dvam Ha'im Demu Shalom, but the people Mazalzalam davening. Davening is hard, you know why? Because davening, unless a person mamish feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to every word, if a person is mesupke in emunah, if something is lacking in emunah, the first thing to go is davening, not learning. Learning, you have people, there was a famous professor in HaSSL. I went to yeshiva that was next door to where he lived. And he said on the radio that the best pieces that he wrote, he was a genius. The best piece he wrote a lot about Kabbalah, and the best pieces he wrote, he said he wrote on Yom Kippur while he was eating treif with nothing on his head on Yom Kippur. I don't believe that he really did that, but he was bragging about it. It says something. But he was a big makabel. He knew a lot of Gemara too, inside out. He could talk to him anywhere, learning. He's not alive anymore. learning, but davening, Vayahu Hashem ki snu alayya. Because in that place, when it comes to feeling bivados, chavadai shmo, kein tihilosa. Because as the Maggid says, only a person who is certain of God's existence, not just his existence, but his connection to him, havadai shmo, then kein tihilosa, then you could daven. But if it's not vadai shmo, then it's not. It doesn't go. So what did Haman do? So the tzaddikim, it's in this one, but not in burst of other tzaddikim talk about this. It was already 70 years, according to Al-Khajm, the 70 years were up. And by that time, already should have been all going back there to sell the build Beis HaMikdash. That's what we were told. And Haman came and said, Elkeim Yoshin, he doesn't care about you, he was asleep. He created a suffix within Klai Yisrael. This would happen also when we were by Har Sinai, the Chet Egel, it's the Kirch of the Nachash, the Kirch of the snake, of Amalek. That's Suffolk. So we were about to return to Eretz Yisrael. Baderech. We were about, finally, Golus Bavel was ending. We were about to return to Eretz Yisrael. And at that point in time, the Koyach of Amalek is to come at that point, just when you're Baderech and Atat, you're going to be in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to build Beis HaMikdash. And we know that Haman was involved with Kisvei Sitna, with letters that were being sent to try to prevent the building of the second Beis HaMikdash, the holding of Ad Chatzia Malchus. Rashi says Chatzia Malchus, not the Beis HaMikdash. It was all part of a conspiracy of Amalek that was initiated and that was funded by Amalek to try to prevent Am Yisrael from coming back to Eretz Yisrael and building Beis HaMikdash. That's what Amalek was all about, because Baderech, to stop us in that place and to cause us to be filled with Sveikas, to be Misupakim. So it brought a tremendous chalishus upon Am Yisrael. What's the chalishus? Let's translate it to something very, very down to earth that we all have experienced. I had a conversation before Shabbos with a person who has gone through a terrible, terrible loss these last 2 years. Lo aleinu, terrible, terrible things have happened to her. And a child that passed away. Husband who's dying of cancer, Hashem Yirachem. Terrible sorrows. And when you talk to her about tefillah, her answer is, her reaction is, I daven and it doesn't work. I daven my heart out, it doesn't work. I'm not being heard. And when a person feels, when people feel that they're not being heard, how long can you go on talking to a shtender, talking to a wall, or talking to a shavisi or something like this? How long can you go on talking like that? You don't feel like you're being heard. You don't feel it makes a difference. So Reb Nosson Breslov explains that the whole avoda of Esther Mordechai's name is Mordechai ben Yoyah ben Shimi ben I missed one. Kish. Ish Yemini. So Chazal al Darshan, each of the words, Shimi is a lashon of Lashmaya, that Hashem heard his tefillas. Yair, Heir, Einei Yisrael, the tefillasai. Kish, Hikish al Dal Seirachim. It's all about davening. All about davening. Vi Oimen is Hadasi, he Esther. Oimen is to raise, to nurture, to lashon of Amunah. Vi Oimen is Hadasi, he infused Esther Amalka, which means Knesset Yisrael. In a state of hesed upon him, when a person feels, when Am Yisrael feels that Hashem's not listening, v'yoymen es hadasi hi Esther, and he gathered the children together, divrei hayoy, tzaymis v'zakosim, fasting and screaming and yelling, zaka gedolom, and Mordechai is davening and screaming, he's more old the children to daven, he was mechazik la Yisrael to daven. The whole avoid of Mordechai and Esther in Shushan was to counteract the Ashakorcha, that freezing Korach of Amalek, to cause a Jew and the Jewish people to think that because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed and because things haven't worked out, Hashem is not listening to our tefillos. Look at Reb Tzadik. Just to have time for a few sentences. This is in the Sefer Zechonis of Reb Tzadik HaKohen Lublin. So look where it's underlined on the right side. So the Gemara says that from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Pasku Anshei Amanim. The Gemara discusses what that means. People of faith. Pasku Anshei Amanim. The Gemara talks about that people no longer had bitachon if they had a little bit to eat. They weren't sure. They were worried about having more to eat. If they had one day's panasa, they weren't certain about the next day's panasa. But the simple pshat of Pasku Anshei Amanim is that we no longer had men of faith. Somehow the Churban Pasku Anshei Amanim. It says in the Teichicha, "Loitamin bechayecha." You won't believe in your life. Now, what does that mean? Loitamin bechayecha. Again, the simple pshat of not believing in your life is loitamin bechayecha means that you're not going to know what's going to be the next day. You're not going to know where you're going to eat. What you're going to have for panasa. Loitamin bechayecha. So the Reb Tzadik explains. Loishalayamin b'Hashemis b'Ochas Hashem. The Yoiv Chayv Yoiv Nizam doesn't mean that Jews don't believe. Doesn't mean that Jews don't believe in Hashem, that He gives us parnosa and He gives us life and so on. What does it mean? It means acha churban after the churban is hamikdash, and it applies to any person, any individual's churban, like this woman I was talking to, who experienced a churban. Acha churban roiachas shalom chayv keilu mufkarim. The nativ of a person is that after he goes through a churban, and this is what happened to Am Yisrael, and this is where Haman was able to zero in on our weak point, that after a churban, a person begins to feel, and the nation begins to feel, that ki'ilu mufkar, ki'ilu, like, it's hefka. What does it mean? V'ayin l'shechoshev shechas ha'shom ha'oven goyrem heder hashgacha, that because of our avarice, that's what Haman was saying, your God is sleeping. You know why he's sleeping? What does it mean he's sleeping? He doesn't care about you. Because you, what do you think? Why do you think the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Gilai Raish, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because you're a bunch of Rishoyim, you're a bunch of Chaitim, you're a bunch of Paishim, and that's why God doesn't care about you anymore, that's why your tefillahs are meaningless, and that's why the 70 years, you see, nothing happened, it's the end of the 70 years, nothing's happening. So, V'hayin shechesh v'chashom ha'oven garim heder hashgacha v'ein omam in ba'atzmai. A person no longer believes in himself. What does that mean? He doesn't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is involved in his life, and that everything is l'tayvasa. He doesn't believe that. The Tzaddik says that's also called a person of small faith. The worst thing is when a Jew doesn't believe in himself, meaning in Kadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha, with his life, despite all that he's done in his life. It's a katnus. Because the truth is that a Jew has to believe that even though it's Chor Beis HaMikdash and his own Beis HaMikdash, and the Havainas Garmu Masha Garmu, and the sins of Taka caused all kinds of tzaras. Im kolze loy poska hashgachosi yisbarach miitanu afilu rege achad. Hashem's hashgacha does not go away from us. Afilu rege achi for a second. You know, there was a whole collection of Jews that came to Yechezkel HaNavi, and they mamish believed that the program was over after the Churban. It's hard for us to understand that. Just like there were Jews after the Holocaust, they came After the Churban, there were people who thought that that's it, the program is done. We messed up. Everything is Nechav. That's the end of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the end of the Shechina. Hashvas HaShechina. It's the end of Nevuah. It's the end. Finished. We're done. Program. That's it. Let's move on with something else. Like the rest of the world. We're done. That's the nature of a person to feel that way. And he goes on to the whole lineage of persons who are Shmiya Kol B'Tfilosos. I'm kidding. I'm one of the persons that's screaming during davening. That Davin's going without going into the halacha, the Davin's out loud, Shimon Esrei, he says Shimon Esrei out loud, Miktani Emun, he's considered, the Gemara says, a person of small amunu. Continue, look at the bottom of that column. Shein Ma'amin Shet Filosim is Kabelas Achashirayu Shemespal V'chal Yom V'lo Neneklu. A person doesn't believe that he's worthy for his tefillahs to be answered, and he sees that he's davening and davening and davening for different things, and it's not answered. Dov is at Tzarech Amunu Gadolah, because to be a person who continues on when he sees that he's not being answered, that requires a tremendous amount of emunah. Shavu bishen aroy kabbalas tefilas of asiyas v'tzaynak. Im kol ze yam shashem esbok shomer tefilas kol peh v'leshiketz anos oni v'maisim v'das gamkein, to go on davening and believing that Hashem is listening to you. and that he cares about you, and that he's worried about you, and he's not disgusted with you because of all the bad things you did in your life. It's very hard. You have to believe in such a thing. That's what it means in the Torah when it says the Torah v'loy samin b'chayecha, you won't believe in your life. So it doesn't mean Jews believe in God. Jews, for the most part, are not atheists. The problem is they don't believe that God could possibly have a shaykhis with them. And that's why davening is much harder than learning. Davening is very, very hard. Look where it's underlined a few lines down. Udvarim elu ikka godl bischaskus amunah lahamish Hashem esbach mashgiach alav gam alav im katnis madvegosai kemoishu mashgiach al ha-godl shabagadaylam kilofon ha-kol shafim kash baruch hutsa ha-oshu layabar vada layamin. Hashem esbach, whether you're the godl hador, you're a little Jew that's doing all kinds of crazy things, he says Hashem is mashgiach on everybody. Kilofonav akol shavim, of course there are different shittas, nashgacha pratis, and Rambam and the Ruch, I'm not going into it right now, and the Chaznish. Kilofonav akol shavim, v'kol katnes emunah bo ayidei hayeyush ba'atzmai. Ayidei hayeyush ba'atzmai. So therefore, the geula of Purim, and the shoresh of being a person of marv b'simcha, and all these chaskas that we have, comes from Mordechai and Esther opening up our eyes to be mischazik once again in that emuna, the opposite of Haman is calls it and in Ishaveli Shivisa Hashem l'negdi Samin. It's the opposite. The Satmar Rav said that the lashon of Shivisi, I place Hashem before me, Shivisi is Shaveh, that all of life is meaningful. Satmar Rav said Shivisi, why is my life important? Shivisi, why am I worth something? Shivisi, because Hashem is l'negdi Samin. Because Hashem is l'negdi Samin. Because I live such a life, Hashem is l'negdi sam. Not hayesh Hashem ikibenim ayin. Not a life of suffix. Suffix is a cold Yiddishkeit. It's a cold davening. It's a cold Yiddishkeit. Suffix hayesh Hashem ikibenim ayin. A fire Yiddishkeit, a Yiddishkeit that's on fire, is without sveik. It's a vaday shmoy kein tihil osa. A vaday shmoy kein. Asay l'cherav is talik min asafik. Rav is the Rebbe Nishlom, Krishna's Magid says. Asay l'cherav is talik min asafik. And that is the Itzum Shoyom of Purim. Look at the Rambam on the bottom of the page. What the Rambam says, where's this Rambam? The Rambam, you know, the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam also has this, the Tag Mitzvahs at the beginning, right? Not just in the Sefer Mitzvahs. In the Rambam, in the regular, in the Yad, there's the Tag Mitzvahs. There's a Hagdomah to the Tag Mitzvahs. At the very beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Hagdoma to the list of 613 mitzvahs, there's the Rambam writes the following. Look inside. Elakachanu oimer, shanavim imbezdan tiknu v'tzivu likres ha-megila ba'inasa, kidei lahaski yishvachiv shal kadosh baruch hu, u'shueis sh'osolonu, v'yakarv l'shavaseinu. The Rambam is defining the Yitzum Shayam of Purim. V'yakarv l'shavaseinu. That we saw that Hashem was listening to our tefillahs. Kidei levaruch lahaloloi, because when that's clear, that's kidei levaruch lahalok. Ukidei, listen to what he says. Ukidei lahaydia laderes haboim. There's a whole yontiv of Purim. Is kidei lahaydia laderes haboim. She'emes ma shehivtichanu b'taira. That what the Torah has promised us is true. Now, the Rambam could have brought any truth from the Torah, and it would fit into that. But look what he says. Which pasuk? Ki mi goy gadol ashelo lekim kreivim alav, kashem alakenim b'chol kareinu alav. Who is a great nation? Kimi goy gadol ashelo lekim kreivim alav. To whom Hashem is so close, Kimi Goy Gadol Hashem Elokim Kareinu, Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Kareinu Ilav, like Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Kareinu Ilav, who is close to us Bechol Kareinu Ilav. If we don't see, like the Pesukim says, you have to have a lot of emunah. We don't see that always the results, but Mi Goy Gadol Hashem Elokim Kareinu, Hashem Elokeinu Bechol Kareinu Ilav. The Rambam is saying that's the definition of Purim. That's the Yontiv of Purim. The Yontiv of Purim, the Ike Inyan of Purim is the Hizgalus, the Tefillah. That tefillah makes a difference. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is vaday in our lives. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't left us, even though it was galus, and even though we were on a madrega where it was even nechtam b'tabas hamelech. It was sealed with the seal of the king. And Chazal say the melech means melech malchei hamlochem. That every single man, woman, and child in Shushan, b'chol medinas Achashverosh was supposed to be killed. L'hashmid l'harbi l'abi, we're supposed to die. For whatever reason. It's a machlaikis, whatever the reason was. We were supposed to die. And v'nahafeichu asher yishlo to'a Yehudim heima b'senei, the koach ha-tfilah. The koach ha-tfilah, the koach ha-tfilah, asher yishlo to'a Yehudim heima b'senei, heima b'senei. So now once again we see that the whole world, something's happening right now in Washington today. There's also, his name is Binyamin, Ish Yamini. He's not Shem HaMitzvahs, but he's a Yid. He's a Yid that doesn't want to bow down to Haman. There's a part inside each and every one of us that bows down to Haman. You know what? Binyamin was the only one that didn't bow down to Haman of all the Shiftei Kar, right? Only Binyamin didn't bow down. Everybody else bows down. There's a Kar of Ish Yamini, is a Mordechai Leichel Leishtach, is Ish Yamini, Leichel Leishtach. That a Jew doesn't bow down. Leichel Leishtach, Eichel Uchel Reisi, Barash Yimtes Ami. Eichel Uchel Reisi, that Am Yisrael, who's being threatened by Iran. The whole thing is mamish, the sequel to Purim. Here we are. Tavshin Ayin Hei, in Malchus Paros Amodai, in Persia. All the what's coming from there, and the Jew he already probably spoke, but a Jew is coming to America, and the Jews are saying, don't go. And there's a Jew who's coming to America. His whole Indian of coming to America is to say, Mihu Zevezahu, East Saiva Oyev Hamanera Zeh. Maybe he'll want to point to Obama, but the Malach is going to push his hand, and he'll point to Ahmadinejad, somebody else, to one of the Ayatollahs. But it could be he's going to want to point to. Could be. Ish Sarva Oyev, Homan Araza. Ish Sarva Oyev. Tavshin Ayin Hei. Erev Purim. Ish Yimini. Mordechai Leichel Leishtachav. From where does a Jew have the koiches? Again, I'm not talking about this particular Jew. Hashem should watch over him. But his whole life he's defending Jews. It's not a small thing either. It's not a small thing. But from where does a Jew take the koiches of Leichel Leishtachav? He takes it from Havadaish. From clear, strong emuna. Not Tayesh Hashem Kibbein Yomayim. I said in Shul on Shabbos, there was a Yid that went to ask Rav Tali Rapshitz. Rav Tali Rapshitz was very, very, very funny and very sharp. He went to ask Rav Tali Rapshitz, how come the Megillah begins Vayibi Machashverish? It's such a not nice way to start the Megillah with a Rasha, Vayibi Machashverish. Just say Vayibi Meimorcha, something nice. I just thought of Yehibim Achashverosh. A simple Jew went to ask him a question. Okay, you can answer 1,000 terutzim. But he was a poshut yid, He just asked, it messes up my Purim, Yehibim Achashverosh. That's how we start Purim, Yehibim Achashverosh. I have to hear about him. So, I don't know if you speak Yiddish. So when I tell you, I'll translate. When I tell you, I said, it doesn't start with the Jew. It can't start with the Jew. He says, why not, Rebbe? He says, Mitayid Haipmanish on. But the Yid Haipman Nishon means don't start with Jews. He says, don't start with Jews. He says, the whole Indian of Purim is to teach the Goyim, don't start with Jews. If you start with Jews, it's going to end up bad. That's what happened to Haman. But the Yid Haipman Nishon, don't start up with Jews. That's why it doesn't begin with a Jew. It begins with a Goy.